Well, good morning on this glorious sunny Saturday afternoon in the UK, Audio Boobies and Eurovision Files and Facebookers. Here I am with my review of the final, which is taking place at 8 o'clock tonight, BST, on BBC One and BBC One HD, commentated by Graham Norton. Anyway, I've got to get through a lot, so we'll do this quickly. I'm only doing the big five and a couple of recommendations. So, first out of the traps, we have United Kingdom. Traditionally not a good place to start. However, our very own, though he doesn't live in the UK anymore, Engelbert Humperdinck stands a good chance. The song is utterly hideous, though for Eurovision it's certainly memorable, and the old git can sing. We have to give credit where it's due. He has a massive following, apparently, in Europe, and he may stand a chance by setting a performance standard all the others need to achieve in the early on. Moving swiftly on to a recommendation at number 8, not a very good position, but Cyprus with Ivy Adamou. Superb dance song, she needs to improve her performance, it was a bit breathless in the semi. They're followed by one of the big five, France, which we haven't heard yet, a great dance song following a subtle change over the last few years in their style. It's very catchy, brought to you by a petite corseted little thing, has a great hook and look out for plenty of totty on stage if the video is anything to go by. Coming in the order this early and after Cyprus, though, it might be struggle to be heard. Number 10, Italy, who's clearly, Nina Zilli, who's clearly an Amy Winehouse wannabe in English and Italian, high production values, if she can pull the same performance off tonight, sufficiently different to do well, though I think it may be lost on most of Europe. 11, Estonia, another recommendation, lovely ballad, sung beautifully by the guy, Ott Lepland, in the semi, may get a lot of votes despite being repetitive. A major disappointment at number 12, Tui, same performance as the national competition in the video. I think they're resting on their laurels, and he was out of tune as well, very badly. Number 13, last year's winners have a guaranteed place in the final, Azerbaijan and Sabina Babayeva. Song is simple and has undertones and backing in traditional Azeri instruments, as always. Highly unlikely to get them a second win, and she does have something of a Celine Dion about her, the modern version, not the 25-year-old Swiss entry, by the way. Number 14, another recommendation, Romania Mandinga with Zalela. Absolute favourites, good performance, and will hopefully do well. Moving swiftly on, another recommendation, Sweden. Take note, Scott Mills, it's Loreen, not Lauren or Loreen, Loreen. Standout performance, the best dance vocals, so I think it stands a very good chance, though it's not my favourite song, I don't think it's actually that good. Number 19 is Spain, another of the big five, a beautiful ballad, my favourite one this year, sung in Spanish, which sends chills down my spine and floods me with emotion. If Pastora can pull off a performance to go with it in the Crystal Monolith tonight, then at 19 in the order it should stand out, particularly just after Turkey's bouncy but crappy dance song. Classic Eurovision song with a massive note combined with a key change that will break your eardrums just at the right time, building to a big finish. She'll get extra credit if she wears the Dana Internationale-esque bird feather dress from the video. They're followed by another of the big five, Germany. Roman Lob singing a simple but pretty ballad this year, which Germany aren't known for. It has overtones of indie pop and Coldplay, which means it's quite dull and not noticeable enough. And it's surprisingly pessimistic for the Germans too. Number 21, another recommendation, Malta. So pleased they got through. A wild card. The song is quite trite, though that's normal for Malta. It would be a real surprise if they won, and utterly fantastic if they did, because they deserve it. They're so dedicated to Eurovision. Not their best song ever, but very formulaically Eurovision. At number 22, another comment for Mr. Scott Mills. It's Fyrom, not Macedonia. Macedonia is a district in Greece, which is why Fyrom is called Fyrom. Number 23, brilliant placing in the order for Jedward. What can I say? There was no doubt they'd get through. A fantastic performance, and the first time I've heard them sing live, in tune, and completely in time. The song is ideal for them, and at 23 in the running order, they stand a very good chance. Are we off to Dublin again next year? And number 24, another recommendation, and this I think is a real dark horse in the competition. Serbia does these big ballads very, very well, having won in 2007 with one of the best foreign language anthems in Eurovision history, which was Molitva. Likely to do very well, as it's performed brilliantly by Zeljko. At 25, we have Ukraine, and bringing up the rear, Moldova. So there you have it, Eurovision Files and Eurovision Boobies. I hope you enjoy whatever you're doing tonight. Get your flags out, get your traditional costumes out and everything, and make sure you have fun. Happy Eurovision.